Hey guys, I'm Logan.
And I'm Patsy.
And this is Chills, a true crime podcast.
One that's sure to give you chills.
All right, so welcome back. It's been a little bit since we've posted. We both just kind of needed like a little break from true crime. I know I get in these moods every once in a while where I just gotta chill on the true crime for a week or two and then I'm good to go. I actually haven't listened to any podcast or watched the ID channel or anything true crimey at all.
No, because I...
Or even research for a case in like over 2 weeks.
Fox News nonstop for...
Not memed.
I have nonstop for a week.
Honestly, maybe even been longer since I've actually listened to anything true crimey. I just need a little break. Do you get in those moods?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know what caused it, but I got in a mood and I was just like, I just don't even want to listen to this. This is sad.
Maybe it's just because there's just so much
going on in the world right now.
You know, you just, your mind's elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I think true crime's actually been down since all this has happened.
I know. I literally, I said this to my mom the other day. I was like, so what do you think, like, the murderers are doing? Do you think they just, like, got a new hobby? I thought about putting that on Instagram, but then I was like, no, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
That's kind of morbid. I won't put it on there. But
it's
true.
It's true. I think
the crime rates have really gone down.
I can't remember how many years. I mean, it was unbelievable how many years it had been since there was no homicides in Chicago.
Yeah.
And there was no homicides in Chicago, like... I can't remember when it was, like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was
crazy.
Unreal. I had no, I mean, I always knew that Chicago had, you know, high homicide rates, but I didn't know that there was one every single day.
I mean, more than one.
Yeah, but I just didn't think of it. I thought, okay, you know, a couple a week, you know. No.
Well, I knew it because we did that one case.
That's insane.
We did that one case on it.
I mean, it happens around here, thank God, not very often, and everybody freaks out. I can't imagine living.
We did the case on Kenika Jenkins, but we talked I don't remember what the other thing that we talked about, but yeah, in my research there, it's like every single day. It's like very, honestly, scary.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so with all that being said, I decided that today's episode was going to be... Okay. So with all that being said, let's redo that. I decided that today's episode was going to be completely different than anything we've done as of yet. And it's also going to be a bonus episode. And if you haven't listened to one of our bonus episodes before, then you know that basically I hit the record button and we just start talking. There's a lot more chit-chat than normal episodes because normal episodes we don't do any kind of chit-chat until the end.
We've done our share now already.
Yeah. And... I actually just don't do, like, any editing to, like, our bonus episodes. So, not going to be any editing, even though I just, like, royally screwed that up 2 seconds ago. It's staying in. So, I thought it would be fun and, like, interesting and, like, you know, really on brand for the world right now to do a... to discuss coronavirus conspiracy theories. Yeah. Mom's a little drunk for this, so...
I'm not drunk. I just had...
You've been drinking beer.
Beers.
Yeah, a little drunk. A little tipsy. No, she's not tipsy, but she has been drinking. Okay,
wow.
So...
sis, call me
she
out.
May be more talkative.
They never would have known.
She may be more talkative.
They never would have known.
All right, so this is our first ever conspiracy theory episode.
Hey, we're isolating.
This is
you
true.
You gotta keep your sanity,
we're quarantining.
So.
Social distancing. So I promise next week... next Monday, we will be back with a murdery episode. But today, get ready for some conspiracy theories. So, all right. Are y'all ready for this? So, there are a lot of conspiracy theories relating to COVID-19. Like,
not
a lot.
That we're not taking it serious.
Oh, no. 100% taking it seriously.
This is real. People are dying. It's just... horrific, and we are not taking this lightly in any way, shape, or form. So don't think that we're.
I mean,
you know.
I've basically been, you know, preparing for this my entire life. I mean, my lifestyle. I didn't know that there was a name for my lifestyle, but it's called quarantine. I've been doing that forever,
especially working from home. Yeah. You do get quarantined a lot, don't you?
Literally, my future mother-in-law texted me the other day, and she's like, "How are you doing with, you know, everything?" And I was like, "This is." my normal everyday life. This is, nothing's different. I work from home, so I literally never leave the house unless, like, I'm over here, like, go to the grocery store or Brandon and I go do something. And so, like, that's the only thing that's different.
But now there's nothing to do, so yeah. You don't go anywhere.
I know. I've never wanted to go see, like, a movie in a movie theater so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I literally want to go to the movie so bad, and I can't. It sucks. Okay.
Well, now they've gotten to where I think, like, a lot of the new release movies or whatever are on TV, are they? Like,
really?
Like, on demand, some of them, I think. I don't know. I don't watch on demand.
We don't have regular TV.
But I think a lot of the new release or movies are where you can buy them. So they're still...
Interesting.
I may be wrong. I don't know.
Interesting.
I just feel like some of the movies that are coming out shouldn't really be coming out already on demand, and they are.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's one way that
they're
trying to make
doing it faster.
Money and,
Yeah. Interesting. All right. So the very first conspiracy theory that I came across, which I don't really understand this one. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. Like, my dad is a huge conspiracy theory nut. Yes. Like,
yes.
He's not one of those, like, crazy people. But, like, he is really into conspiracy theories and just constantly watches conspiracy theories on YouTube all the dang time. And he also thought that this one was, like, really out there. But, so this one says that there's basically a theory going around that 5G networks are to blame for the coronavirus pandemic. So this is a direct quote from the New York Post. The theories have ranged from 5G signals causing the virus to the contagion being started as a cover-up for health maladies. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Related to the networks. This is being spread. Okay, that was the direct quote. Now this is me actually talking. This is being spread all over social media, and even celebrities are talking about it. Woody Harrelson, who, do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
That he's from Cheers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He reposted an article about it on Instagram with the caption talking about how 5G radiation could be to blame for the rapid spread. And he has 2 million followers on Instagram.
I feel like I heard something about this.
I mean, it was a big, huge... Oh, yeah, just listen.
Like,
you definitely heard something about this.
Too close to it, that people are getting burnt. And
this theory is, like, really popular. And trust me, you'll even learn more in just a second.
I don't know. If it wasn't on Fox News, I may have not heard it because my ears have been...
I believe it was on Fox News, and you'll hear why in just a second.
Because, I mean, that's all I've been watching. All.
Yeah. So another theory that stems from this one is that the 5G networks could confuse or slow the body's healing process since the body is learning to cope with the new wavelengths, and this is causing COVID-19 to be more lethal. I personally think that this theory is bananas. Yes,
you
I understand that 5G networks may be doing something to the body, but I don't think that it caused COVID-19, and I also don't believe that COVID-19 does not exist.
No, it 100% exists. I do believe it exists. It is all over the world.
No, that's the thing, though. It's not. The 5G network's not all over the world.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're not, because that's what I learned whenever I was researching this.
I would think they would be all over the world, and I could see where people would think that.
No, because a lot of the people that believe this theory, they're like, well, the coronavirus was literally just put in the areas that have 5G networks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, so that it can, like, wipe out a bunch of people, blah, blah, blah. But then whenever you, like, look at where there are cases, because there's cases all over the world, there are places that do not have that 5G, but yet they have the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So that automatically, like, debunks that whole entire theory. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, people believe it so much so that people in the UK are setting 5G towers on fire.
No.
Yes. There was 4 that were set on fire, and one of them actually wasn't even a 5G tower, it was a 4G tower. But yeah, they were literally setting them on fire. Which, I mean, obviously this is causing a ton of issues. I mean, especially in this crazy time, there are people out there who could need medical attention, or, I don't know, freaking people being murdered, and they're not even going to be able to call somebody for help because these dumbasses are literally setting these things on fire.
Well, people are definitely freaking out. This
yeah.
is definitely bringing out some crazy-ass people. I mean, it really is.
It is.
I've seen it in this little small area that we live in. Some crazy people.
I know.
I just got to see it on Facebook where some guy was running around a nursing home or something screaming, I'm going to kill everybody in here.
What?
I didn't get to read, I don't know. I didn't get to read the whole entire article. I got off. You pulled up in the driveway and I got off. But I was just like, what? Because it's bringing out crazy. I mean, this is bringing out schizophrenic people, I guess. That's what they said. They said he had schizophrenia.
And also, I do want to mention, because I obviously am over here at their house, but we are literally social distancing from everyone else. And we're literally social distancing from everyone else. I haven't been around anybody else besides, you know, my fiance and then my parents. That's it. So we are social distancing, but we can't stay away from
each other.
Yeah. Okay. So then the next theory is the QA non-conspiracy theory. I'm going to go ahead.
We only see each other maybe once a week.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, it isn't like we see each other every day.
We got to do the little Tinsley drop off.
Yeah.
Besides, we don't have a washer and dryer, and I have to wash my clothes somehow. Okay, so...
Excuses.
I don't understand this one at all. I'm going to go ahead and say this right now, but I'm going to go ahead and read it to you guys. So, this is going to be a direct quote from Buzz... This is going to be a direct quote from BuzzFeed. They don't believe that this theory at all. The article I read was actually calling out, like, very popular influencers who were sharing this, and I quote, garbage. So this is the direct quote. President Donald Trump and the American military are waging a secret war against the deep state, which they believe is a global cable of pedophiles. They get their updates mm-hmm. from offshoots of the anonymous message board 8chan and a website called QA Alert, which they comb through for barely coherent secret messages from a person they believe has Q-level security clearance within the U.S. government. They believe that the coronavirus was created by the Chinese government or Bill Gates, and that it was a man-made virus, and it was meant to be a bioweapon. So I don't really know what that first part meant. I got the second part, like, okay, yeah. It's meant to be a bioweapon. But the first part, I don't know what the hell that means. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how that has anything to do with the coronavirus, but...
Well, apparently it does. People say that it was man-made.
Yeah, but I don't understand the first part. Like, I don't know what that has anything to do with anything, but okay. And then, like, oh, just to, you know, jump off of the Bill Gates thing, a lot of people believe that theory.
But they are interviewing him a heck of a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people believe that theory.
And they said on Fox News. So it's like, why are they interviewing him?
Yeah, I mean, there's a theory going around that, I mean, to stem off of this a whole entirely, they believe that Bill Gates funded the, I guess, lab.
Research or
yeah,
something.
The research, yes. Or whatever.
Yeah, I did hear that
to
too.
The Chinese government, yes. So that they could create it.
Yes. I heard that too.
So, I mean, that's a theory, but I don't know. I mean, I guess. Okay, so then theory number three. Some anti-vaxxers believe that the coronavirus was created by the government to make vaccinations mandatory. I found an article talking about the... Okay, this is like a Facebook group on Facebook that are like a group of anti-vaxxers. It's called Organians for Healthcare Choice. They believe that the virus doesn't exist at all, and they actually even created like an entire post titled How to Create a Fake Pandemic 101. And I have to read this step five to you guys. So this is going to be a direct quote from this group. So this is step five. Make sure the media goes all in on overhyping and fear-mongering. Get most of the sellout alternative media on board too and make them hype it up even more. Focus on areas of the world with lots of old people and active 5G, like Northern Italy, and cruise ships. Convince people that where they live will end up just as bad and worse. Make people so paranoid that they overwhelm hospitals by coming in with the first sign of the sniffles. This zombie rush of paranoid idiots will make it appear that the entire country is getting sicker when mostly they are just getting increasingly paranoid. As a bonus, some people will become susceptible to sickness just by remaining in non-stop sleep-deprived acted adrenal paranoia. Even many practicing doctors and nurses may be fooled by the zombie onslaught, especially those in 5G areas. I again, I'm going to say it. I said it in the beginning. I 100% believe that there is a virus.
I personally, thank God, do not know anybody that has this. But yeah. I'll be honest, it is horrible. It is sad. And I 100% believe it is real. I know. I mean,
there are people dying out there. Like,
lots of people dying.
You think that they're just lying? Being like, oh, yeah. People are
losing their loved ones, their moms, their dads, their brothers, their sisters, their grandparents. It's
yeah, it 100% exists. Absolutely. Like, I don't.
And it's just these people that don't think it's real. I sure hope it doesn't happen to your family.
Well, one, the people that don't think that it exists, because it freaking exists. And two, the people that are not social distancing. Like, there's a difference between me going over to my parents' house, who have not come into contact with anybody else, and me not coming into contact with anybody else. And then all these other people that are having different friends over at their houses every single day.
And having parties.
Yeah.
There's things, such a thing called a coronavirus party, or corona parties, they're calling them, evidently. Mm-hmm. It's like...
Yeah, I mean, it's never going to stop if we don't stay the F home. I don't know.
Well, you know, speaking of vaccines, there's been a couple of children that has died, I believe, mm-hmm. of the coronavirus. I'm just curious if they were vaccinated. I never heard. I don't know if it ever said. But somebody made the comment that maybe there's something in these vaccines that the kids have gotten.
Yeah, that makes it less.
That makes it they may be carriers, but they may not actually show any kind of signs.
Yeah, that makes it, like, less bad. You know,
because I mean, I got booster shots, but it's like, I'll tell everybody, I don't care. I'm 52 years old. That was a long yeah. time ago. You know? These, you know, kids. It's
definitely a theory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anyone's ever researched that, or I've never even heard anyone talk about
it. But, I mean, at the same time, but I do believe. There's
got to be a reason why the younger generation is immune not system. Getting it.
It can't be fought off. I mean,
I'm not going to say not getting it. Not showing as many symptoms. We
can fight it off better.
I don't know. There's some people that's in really, really, really good health that I feel like are getting this. Something else that I didn't know is a precursor to it. Obesity. Not yeah. once have I ever heard anyone say that obesity is a precursor to it. But one doctor that I listened to on YouTube said every single person that mm-hmm. they have seen in the hospital, their body mass weight is not severely obese,
yeah.
but it's over what it should be. Their body mass index. I don't know. Just a thought, but that's what he said.
Well, I mean, it really doesn't take much to go over in your BMI.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It really
the BMI
doesn't.
Chart, I think, is a bunch of hooey. I think it definitely needs to be changed. Because I would technically be overweight in my category.
Yeah, and you're far from being overweight.
But I guess I
in order to keep your body maybe working properly and healthily and not
stress, okay, but straining anything. Brandon's 6'4", and they on the BMI chart, a healthy weight for him is 194 pounds. He's 6'4". He would have no fat on his body.
Maybe that's what they want.
Literally, he'd be less than 200 pounds and have absolutely no fat being 6'4".
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, that's not healthy in any way, shape, or form.
Well, that's just what I heard. It's a doctor that I listened to on YouTube, and he made that point.
I'm pretty sure mine's like 130, and I'm 5'10". I'm definitely not 130.
I actually don't know, to be honest.
It's very, like, weird. Like, it's just not, I feel like, feasible. I mean, because, yes, you can get down to that weight, but that's just, I feel like that's not healthy. For me to be 130 pounds and be 5'10".
Yeah, because I feel like the thinner you are, the less your immune system is. You know what I mean? Because it's like you're healthy, but yet you're not.
I mean, in high school, I never got over 150 pounds. I stayed right at about like 140, maybe would go to 145. And I had like no fat on my body. And I was the exact same size.
I didn't think you was 145 in high school. You was a skinny mini.
Even then, I had no fat on my body and I was not healthy.
Yeah.
But I was within that BMI chart. And if you remember, every time I'd go to the doctor, they'd be like, you're like my only patient that's in that BMI chart. Yeah. And I was not healthy in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I looked sick. So, I don't know. The whole BMI thing, it's not healthy. Mm. Anyway, off topic. So, theory number four. COVID-19 was created by the Chinese government to see how the U.S. and other countries could handle a virus slash too. Epidemic or pandemic so that they could later release something and
I've 100% wipe heard us out. That too. I hope it's not true. I don't think it's true.
I mean, if it is again, true, I mean, they're getting, you know, a real eyeful and they're realizing that, okay, the U.S. cannot handle this. They don't know what the F to do. I mean, honestly, we're screwed if there's ever a zombie apocalypse because people can't stay the fuck home.
I kind of feel like this sort of is. So I told Jeff, I said, I kind of feel like I'm living The Walking Dead at times, you know? It's just like, it's crazy. I mean, you know, Saturday we went out riding around, me and your dad, and normally on a Saturday, the roads would be packed. And see, I bet we didn't pass three cars on the highway. And I'm just like,
I live in town. I mean, obviously, you know. But I live in town, and the roads, like, there are people driving by all the time. I don't think that they're actually going anywhere. I think they're literally just driving.
And with gas as cheap as it is. Yeah. And, you know,
and as honestly, long as you like, it's a nice thing to do. Out. Why not?
Exactly.
Go driving around. I know the other day I thought about doing it. Yeah.
I said, I want to go out riding around and look at things that I've never looked at.
I just thought about taking Tinsley for a bye-bye ride.
But I'm going to bring a packed lunch. A picnic lunch.
Yeah. And there's a lot more people, like, walking and stuff, too. A lot of people outside. Okay. I feel like that one's pretty believable, though, that theory.
What scares me is the fact that they want us to start wearing masks now.
Yeah. Well, and I saw, like, a tweet last night where it's like,
I
the CDC, wear masks.
Yeah,
everyone, where do we get them? The CDC. I don't know, but just wear them.
Yeah, I started making ours today.
Did you? What kind of print did you use?
I don't know. I gave all of my... I used to hoard material, and I gave all my material to the Salvation Army. And so I don't have any material. So I got some for my sister.
Cool materials. What material?
I want to say it's maybe even snowflakes. I don't know.
That's fine, I guess. I saw ones that people made that were like a mouth.
Yeah.
I've seen them made out of socks, made out of t-shirts,
but I have made two today.
Seen some cool ones.
And just because, you know, I don't know what it's going to come to.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what I was thinking.
I want to be prepared because you cannot find masks. You cannot buy masks. And
if you can make one.
I don't want to take them away from the healthcare workers.
Are you, like,
workers.
Sewing them? Yeah, no, me either.
I don't want to take away from
them anyway.
Yeah, so it's like I'm just going to make a couple just in case, you know, we need them.
Hashtag YouTube tutorial coming, how to make COVID-19 masks.
No, trust me. You should have seen me. I tried everything, and finally I'm just like, I mean, it ended up looking like a stocking. Don't tell me how.
Hashtag no so.
But I got it.
COVID mask.
And it's pretty cool. I mean, it works. I put a wire in it for the nose and everything. So, I mean.
Cool.
But you just got to kind of...
I never thought I would get excited for a mask, but I am.
I hope we don't have to, because it's...
Well, no,
scary.
Honestly, I want to do it just to go to, like, the grocery store. Mm-hmm. The other day, our refrigerator went out, of course, refrigerator/freezer. Our fully stocked fridge/freezer, because I just literally went to the store, like, a couple days before and stocked up on food, so that way I wouldn't have to make a trip to Walmart for a while. And then of course it went out and ruined all of our food. So literally had to go back to the grocery store and buy all new food. But I wanted to like limit my trips.
And a refrigerator freezer.
Yeah, and that too. But I was more worried about the food.
Yeah. Well, I can see that.
But it won't even come for two more weeks, unfortunately. I feel like Lowe's takes forever. And two, I think with everything happening, it's kind of.
Yeah.
Harder for it to happen, but we are using my mother-in-law and father-in-law's
future
garage fridge. So
it's better than using a cooler and ice.
Oh, so much better. It's kind of annoying though to have to go out to the garage every time I want to get food.
It's the little things you take for granted.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, because literally it may just be like freaking 15 more steps, but still, I'm just like, ugh.
That's like me. I don't drink very much water unless I'm at work. That's all I drink at work. But if we don't have any water, or the water breaks, or the line breaks or something, suddenly I want a glass of water. You know, you always want what you can't have.
So. Oh, of course. All right, so then theory number five. So this theory is that COVID-19 originated in a military lab and was released for economic gain from fallen nations and to kill off older people because they drain resources, don't make money, and cost more for them to be alive.
Yeah, our healthcare system, I heard that too.
Yeah.
I heard that too. And, you know, I ain't gonna lie, there's a moment there when I thought that could have been a possibility.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you all these things start, it just happens so stinking fast that you all these things starts going through your head.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy.
But what really gets me is how the darn thing happened. How it all started, they're saying.
Well, you don't really know, because I looked it up to see online, and I mentioned this later on. I looked online to see how it started, and that whole bat thing's not true, the bat soup thing.
Really?
That's not true, yeah.
Hmm.
That's not true. I'll explain that a little bit more whenever we go down, because I do have that in my notes. So then another theory is that the virus is a hoax, and it's no more deadly than the common cold, but that officials are stoking panic to undermine President Trump.
Well, I'm not bringing politics into this.
Yeah. Cardi B claimed that celebrities who have tested positive for the virus are being paid to say that they have the disease by somebody else.
Hmm.
Which I don't even understand that.
Yeah.
But whatever. So then this one, this is a direct quote. I don't know exactly where I got this from. I clearly did not put that in my notes. But I will leave that in our show notes down below where I got it from, because I did not put it in there, like I said. So this is going to be a direct quote. So this theory says that the Jews have created the coronavirus in order to try to gain power at the expense of others. Mm-hmm. All over the world, from Iraq to the United States, people have been spreading anti-Semitic memes and messages suggesting that Jews or Jewish stand-ins like George Soros, the Rothschilds, and Israel are to blame for the outbreak. All of this doubt contributes to behaviors that undermine efforts to control the virus's spread, and again, none of these are true. In the internet's darkest corners, the scapegoating is being used to stir a movement that is less conspiracy theory and actual conspiracy. According to Siegel, white supremacists and other extremists have encouraged their followers to cough on their local minorities, to lick items in the kosher section of grocery stores, and to use the growing tensions between nations and races as impetus. I have no idea what that word is, but ultimately they're saying that it's causing like a race war.
Well, I never heard that.
Well, the reason why I put that in here, because I wasn't even going to, because I was like, I don't even want to add that. Mm-hmm. The reason why I put that in there is because you talked about on the news how you saw that woman.
Yes.
Who was going around coughing on everybody.
Yes.
And she had the virus.
And telling everybody. She's
yeah.
Telling everybody she had it. I don't think
yeah,
she
who
had
knows
it,
if she had it. But
she was telling everybody. And it cost them $30,000 just in groceries.
Yeah. So I was like,
they had to throw
is
out
this woman
just
a part of this? Like, is she a part of this supremacist group or whatever?
I don't know, but I hope they press charges and I hope she
well,
does.
Deliberately coughing at people while having or claiming to have COVID-19 is considered a terrorist threat, which is a felony.
Yes, I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
But will they follow through with it?
I think so.
I think they should set an example. That's horrible. People are running scared. People are scared.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never, ever, ever thought in my lifetime that I would see anything like this. You go to the grocery store, you stay 6 feet away, you start to walk down an aisle, you see somebody coming, and you step back, and, you know, it just, somebody coughs, and you immediately start looking to see, you know, it's just like, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, it's insane. So then the last theory I'm going to talk about is, I also don't really understand this one, but it's going to be, I had to mention it because it's very popular right now. A lot of, like, news places are, like, talking about this just because this guy, like, did actually get arrested. But a lot of people are saying that he was arrested because he was part of the coronavirus or whatever. So the person I'm talking about is Charles.
Down the hallway. Yeah.
Of course, on the hardwood floors. Hello. Hello. Thank you for coming and joining us. You know you're a part of this podcast. Why did you not show up on time?
Yeah, you're late.
All right, so the person I'm talking about is Charles Lieber. So I guess in January he was arrested. He was a U.S. scientist out of Harvard, I think. Harvard. He was a Harvard professor and I guess also a scientist. I don't know. There's differing information. But he was charged with lying to U.S. federal authorities about payments he allegedly received from... How do you say that word?
Babe, I don't have my glasses on. I can't see that.
Juan, I think. W-U-H-A-N. It's the place where the coronavirus started.
Wuhan.
Wuhan. If that's how you say it?
Yeah.
Wuhan. Okay, Wuhan.
Because it was called the Wuhan virus. And then, I guess, Wuhan threw a fit, and so that's when they came up with the coronavirus. Because that's where it originated, they said, was in Wuhan.
Yeah. So, he received payments from Wuhan University of Technology, and I guess he was lying to the U.S. government and that he was charged with that, as well as concealing his participation in China's Thousand Talents Plan, which is a state-run program that recruits elite scientific talent. So I guess there are a bunch of rumors going around that he was arrested for suspicion of playing a part in manufacturing the virus. I don't think that anyone's actually like confirmed or denied this. But I mean, I did want to mention that just because so many people did mention it. I did read an article where they like debunked this theory, but I don't know. I don't really understand any of it, so I'm not going to get into it too much. But I didn't want to go ahead and mention it because I know it's like a very popular one that people are seeing. Okay, so then now I want to get to like the debunk / misinformation portion because I've seen a lot of different stuff. So the first one is a tweet that went viral saying that African Americans could not contract COVID-19. I feel like this probably started out like a joke, like somebody like tweeted it and was like, oh yeah, African Americans can't get it. But then it actually turned into something that people started believing and it went viral and it just like went insane and people were actually believing this.
I never heard anything about that.
I didn't hear that either until I did the research, but Twitter is taking action against accounts that is spreading this false information. Well, so it's like a very serious thing.
Yesterday, somebody asked the question, and I never got to... I don't know what happened. Now, TV was on for so long, and the channel wasn't changed, so it went off. But they had asked... I guess it went into sleep mode.
Mm-hmm.
They asked... They said that they had heard that the coronavirus happens in more males than females, and I never got to get the answer to that. So I was really curious. So I didn't read
anything about that, but
that's what someone had said, that they feel like it's more prevalent in men than women, but maybe they're just not talking about the women as much as they are the men. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it does seem like there's a lot of men.
I'm not saying there's
not women, but yeah, they do seem to emphasize on men. A theory out there that somebody said, so.
Yeah. Okay, so then the next thing that I read, and this one, like, whoa. This post said that the coronavirus could be cured by gargling bleach.
I've heard a lot.
That's not true.
No.
That is not true.
Vitamin C tablets?
I don't think any of that's true.
Vitamin C, I believe it helps. Not cure it, but I believe it helps because vitamin C helps boost your immune system.
So if
you have a healthy immune system, you're going to fight it off better than not. You know, so I mean, that was just something they said. But gargling bleach?
Yeah. I can't believe someone actually said that, but people said it, and apparently it was like went viral and it was a big thing. So then the next thing, so I read that the whole like bat soup thing is not true at all, that actually didn't happen. And they believe that the coronavirus was given to another animal from a bat. So they believe that...
I heard that too.
Yeah, they believe that the coronavirus is... Well, I mean, I guess they actually know that the coronavirus is a bat illness. Like, it's a virus bats are the ones that have the virus. And then they believe that it was given to another animal and that a human contracted it from coming in contact with that other affected animal and not the actual
just
bat.
Just today, there was, I think it was today, maybe yesterday. No, I think it was today. A tiger in the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah, I actually wrote that down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And something else that somebody said. He made me lose my train of thought. All right, go on. I'll think of it.
Another theory that they believe is that there was a bat that was in a research lab and that a human that was, like, researching, like, an infected bat or something like that, came in contact with that bat, obviously, and it was spread that way.
This is what I was going to say. It's been years since I have been to a cavern, you know, where you actually go to see caverns and stuff that has bats in it. But I heard that now you literally have to, like, wash your shoes and stuff. Like, there's this stuff that you step in when you walk out to clean your shoes because of the bat poop and stuff that is on feces that's on the ground.
Oh, wow.
And it's, like, full of, like, you know, bacteria. And it could be viruses and stuff like that.
Yeah, which, I mean,
like,
never
I said,
know, I guess.
It's been years since I've been to a cavern, but that's what someone said, that now when you go to caverns and stuff like that where there's known bats, that's supposedly what you have to do. So, I mean, clearly they do carry something.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I read where U.S. intelligence officials think that there's no evidence that the coronavirus was created in a laboratory as a potential bioweapon.
I don't think it was in a lab. At least I hope not.
Solid scientific research demonstrates that the virus was not engineered by humans and that it originated from bats.
But you know what is really scary? The CDC has tons and tons of viruses.
Yeah.
That they do have, and they have to have it. Because, like, if it ever breaks out again, they have to have a way to make a vaccine, you know, and stuff like that. So they have to have the live virus. But it's just scary to know that, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Stuff like that is there.
Exists,
yeah.
So then, this is a tweet that I actually saw that went viral, and I literally, I mean, I guess I'm one of those stupid people that just believes things that I read, because I 100% believed it. I saw a tweet that was saying that dogs couldn't be infected with the coronavirus, which isn't true.
Nope.
Cats and dogs both can be infected. I read that it's, like, less likely to be for dogs. Speaking of dogs, she can't decide what the heck she wants to do. She's walking down the hallway. But it is, the CDC is unclear on if it can be spread, like, to humans from the dogs and, like, vice versa. Like, if a human can spread it to the dog, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the chances are very, very slim. I'm not saying it can't happen. I don't know. I haven't done any research on it or read enough articles on it. But,
yeah.
She's a part of our life. I hope not.
I don't want a whole I Am Legend
remake. Yes. I remember that show.
Yeah. Okay. So then, like you said, a tiger at the Bronx Zoo in New York City was tested positive for the virus yesterday. And that is the first time that a, you know, wild, quotation marks, animal has gotten sick.
Did you hear why they even tested it? Because I was really shocked to find out that it's even tested.
Well, he was having symptoms, and then I guess there were six others that were having symptoms as well. But he was having, like, all the symptoms, and so that's why they ended up testing him for it.
But I didn't think there was even enough tests to go around for humans.
I mean, I'm sure that they did it, though, just in case. Because, okay, he
like
was sick.
For scientific reasons to see.
Well,
if...
one, that, and two, they are still unsure if it can be passed from animals to humans and back and forth. How would the...
Well, I heard that
it has to
China.
Be, though. It I mean, wouldn't it have to be...
There was two dogs that ended up getting it in China. But that's
yeah,
the
there
only
was.
Thing I ever heard.
But wouldn't it have to... Wouldn't a human had to have passed it on to... The tiger? Because it's a tiger in captivity, because it's at the zoo. How could he have gotten it?
Unless it's airborne somehow. Yeah. I think that's what they're trying to figure out. If it is airborne, you know, I mean, there are just so many unanswered questions that they don't know. It just came on so stinking fast. I mean, my gosh, we were at work working. Worked for a week and a half so later, and then they said, oop, guess what? We're closing the plant. And so it's like...
I'm still working.
Yeah, I've been off a week and 3 days.
I work from home now, so... Yeah, no, it's crazy. I read that more than half of the infections at this point are attributable to church. Like people going to church.
Yeah, I saw and I believe yesterday that. Where there's still people that are going to church.
Yeah, they had it on the problem. News
and it showed people that was still going to church. And, you know, I am a believer in God. I believe...
Well, 100%, but a lot of these churches are doing it online. They're doing online services because we're in a global pandemic.
I even saw where these people went to church, but they stayed in their cars, and the preacher had a loud system. And
you could even do that.
He blared it over the thing, and I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Because you know, they were still being there.
It's defeating the purpose of everybody of a stay-at-home order.
Exactly.
If they're still holding regular like church services like that. There's different ways that you can do it. Like I know the DuCoin Church, they're doing it online. You can watch it on Facebook. They do Facebook Lives. It's literally just one person in a room.
I believe in God. I pray to God.
Oh, 100%.
100%. But at the same time, you have to be vigilant at, you know... staying away and taking this serious. And just because you're religious doesn't mean it's not going to happen to you.
Well, you can watch it online. Like, that's my whole point. I watched the one the other day.
People's
got to
start being smart about this and start being more, you know, aware.
Yeah. That is all I got, though.
That's a lot.
For this episode. Yeah.
That's a lot. This is a lot. We're all going through a lot right now.
100%.
We're
it's scared. Crazy.
You know, I do want to say 100%, I am so thankful for all of our healthcare providers, everyone in, you know, the truck driving industry, everybody in the healthcare field, everybody prison guards, everybody that is fighting to protect us and our country right now. It's just unbelievable what's
cafeteria
happening.
Cafeteria workers at like the school. What are they called?
All these cooks. Essential...
The cooks at the schools.
All these essential workers, you know. I mean, it's just, I know they're scared. They've got to be scared because I know I worked for a week and a half after this, you know, happened, and I was scared to death. I was. And
the fact that Lowe's is still open and I was able to buy a fridge.
Yes, I stay at least 6 feet away from, you know, people at work. But there is times when, you know, you are touching door handles, you are going to the bathroom.
Well, even, if you go to the bathroom,
and
someone...
And so I can't imagine
can
these people that are actually working on these patients that 100%...
And some of them without masks.
Yes, and it's just the shortage of all the protective equipment that we have, and it's just, I can't imagine these people... The thoughts that's going through their heads.
Grocery store employees.
How they go through day to day doing this.
Employees.
I mean, it's just... It's just a scary time right now. And I pray that, you know, they'll all be all right and that we'll make it through this. Mm. And that, you know, God willing, we'll come out a strong country. I mean, I worry about so many things right now, you know?
I will say, normally I am a worrisome person, someone that's filled with anxiety 24/7. I've been unusually calm during all this.
I've been unusually calm, but my mind is freaking racing. I am not kidding.
I've just been calm. I've just kind of been like taking things as they come. Be like, okay, all right, I'll take it as it comes. I mean, yeah, I'm 100% practicing social distancing and everything. I'm just saying, like, I'm not, like, losing my shit over it.
They say this week and next week is the week for us to really, really bear down and, you know, stay at home.
Well, I heard the 14th stay away is from whenever it's going to reach its peak.
I don't know. It's just, I keep thinking this is going to be the week when it's going to get better. This is going to be the week when it's going to get better. And it's not. And it's scary. bitches. And even though we live in a very small rural area compared to a lot of people, it's still happening, you know. The counties around us, our county has a case of it.
Mine doesn't.
It's happening. I mean, it's slow, but it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's scary.
Yeah.
And so I pray for our country. I pray for our nation. I pray for our healthcare workers and all of our essential workers. And thank you for everything that you guys are doing. We greatly appreciate it. More than you guys know.
You're welcome. No, I'm kidding. I get to stay in the comfort of my own home, but
yeah, but you are one of the, you know, you're not a healthcare worker, but you kind of work.
Well, we are labeled as essential employees.
Yeah, and you kind of work in the healthcare field, and so you're still working, you know, even though it's from home.
All right, guys, but that is all we have for you. We will be back next week with a, you know, new episode. It'll be back to our more normal, true crimey, murdery shiz. But that is all. We hope you guys stay healthy, and do not forget to check us out on Instagram at Chills Podcast. All right. Thank you guys so much. Bye.
Thank you. Stay safe. Bye.